السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is that the Quran at Fajr, the Quran when recited at dawn, is mashhuda, is being witnessed. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the Tayyib, the pure, and the most compassionate. The one who has singled out the prayer of Fajr for a great reward and a noble compensation. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is uniquely one, the one who has no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our prophet, our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon his name, is the perfect example of ubudiyya, what it means to be a slave to Allah, and is his last and final messenger who was sent unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue, I advise you and myself, O servants of Allah, to adhere to the way of those who are conscious of Allah, to adhere to taqwa, which is a heart state. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, subhan wa ta'ala, states, wa an aqimu as-salah wattaquhu wa huwa alladhi ilayhi tuhsharun, and establish the prayer and have taqwa of him, for it is to him you will be gathered. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in his blessed book, the Quran, about certain values of time. And from these values of time is the time of Fajr. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, establish prayer at the decline of the sun from its meridian until the darkness of the night, and the Quran of Fajr, the Quran of dawn. Indeed, the Quran of dawn is always witnessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed verse has commanded us to really pay special attention to the Quran at Fajr, while he commands us to establish prayer across the times of the day, starting from the decline of the sun, right, until the darkness of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically singles out the Quran of Fajr, and this is to allude to its high rank and reward. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran has sworn by the time of Fajr itself, and not only that, by his decree and will, an entire chapter of the Quran has been given the name Fajr. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal fajr wa layalin 'ashr, I swear by the time of Fajr and by the great 10 nights. And we should know, brothers and sisters, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears through a harf al-qasam, wow, here is huruf min huruf al-qasam, from the letters of an oath. And this type of oath or swearing is a way of conveying the importance of that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is firstly swearing by, but also the statement that will follow the oath. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that he's sworn by Fajr alludes to the sanctity, the sacredness of this time. And that elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and by the dawn when it تَنَفَّسْ. تَنَفَّسْ literally means breathes. Now what do the scholars have said about this reference to breathing? Many of the scholars, such as Ibn Kathir and others, have said that this is a phenomenon of how the sun, when it appears, it's rising and lighting up the horizons as if it's taking a breath of mercy, a breath of expansion. And in similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرَ. He says, and by the morning, that early morning, when it brightens. Now the asfar here, the brightening, the ulama once again say, literally refers to that manner by which the spreading and diffusion of the rays of the sun happens. And as it spreads, it brightens whatsoever it comes upon. And so this is not only a nurani, a light-filled moment physically, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to point our attention to how light-filled and nur is not only that which enlightens. Light is not only that which enlightens physicality, but as we understand in Islam, ishraqul ma'na, it is enlightening the reality of the affair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so not only is there an enlightening of the physical sense, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that there is an enlightening, there is a special light in the spiritual sense, and that this is why this is a time when the multitude, a great multitude of the angelic beings, the angels who themselves represent this type of spirituality, descend. In a Sahih hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said in a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, يَتَعَاقَبُونَ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the angels take turns revolving around the night and the day. وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. And they collate and they collect together and assemble at the time of Salat al-Fajr, the Fajr prayer, the dawn prayer, and Salat al-Asr, the mid-afternoon prayer. ثُمَّ يَعْرِجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ. And then they ascend. And then they فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ, and they are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ, and He is more knowledgeable than them. كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي, how did you leave my servants? فَيَقُولُونَ, and they respond by saying, تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ, we left them while they were praying, at that time. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ, and we arrived at them at that time and they were praying. And this is an ishara to the role and importance of these two prayers as well, Salatul Fajr and Salatul Asr. And we'll come to this later in this khutbah, that these are times of assemblies of the angels who are taking note of what we're doing, and the angels are noting them with that which is good on both occasions. And if that which is good, which is witnessed, is good at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, then it is hoped that any shortcomings we have had in between, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more noble and more generous, that He will take us to account therein and that He should forgive us. This is a hope, a raja that we can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what does it mean that this kind of thing of recording happens, and why does this record happen? There's a beautiful hadith which is narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, but is a hadith Qudsi. And hadith Qudsi, as some of you may know, are hadith that as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly speaking Himself. And in this hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, انظروا إلى عبدي, look at my servant, ترك فراشه وقام إلى صلاته, he left aside his bed and rose up for what? For prayer. رغبة فيما عندي, out of hope and desire for what I will give him. وشفقة مما عندي, and a consideration of what is from me. And so in this beautiful hadith, there is a reference to the importance of this act of getting up, because you're leaving aside this primal impulse, which is, you know, I'm resting, I'm comfortable, I'm in my bed. And you know, the beauty of this, Allah loves this person who gets up. Why? Because he loves Allah more. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, those who truly believe and have faith in Allah, they love Allah more. than everything else besides. And so Allah loves to see this manifestation of this love. And in this is a secret. Why? And the reason why this is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, think about the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would get up for the third of the night anyway, praying his tahajjud, he would then go to sleep again, just so that he could get up again for Fajr. Subhanallah, you'd think that if you've got up for tahajjud and you've engaged yourself, you would stay up all the way till Fajr, right? Because to go to sleep again, there's always a risk. You won't be able to get up. Obviously, the Prophet ﷺ was someone whose heart was always alive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his body didn't have that same tendency to overcome him the way it does with us. But despite that, why did the Prophet ﷺ go to sleep again after tahajjud? Just so that he could get up again? This is a pointer to the fadila, the rank of that act. And why is it, brothers and sisters, that when we hear the adhan for Fajr, what are the words we hear? As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Prayer is better than sleep. Prayer is better than sleep. So what's the point? Qum, get up for that prayer, which is better than nawm. And so the believer is tasked to respond. And this is a heart aspect. This is the heart aspect. That the people, Allah loves the people, say, they get up from their beds. They leap out of their beds. Because why? Because they love Allah. Because they love Allah. This religion is a religion of lovers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to show Allah, labbaik Allah. I love you, Allah. I love you more than this. I love you more than my sleep. I love you more than my wealth. I love you more than anything else that is other than Allah, that we give our love to, that competes with Allah. This is what we have to say no to, no to, no to. Because we only are, our ibadah is nothing but mahabbah. Our ibadah is nothing but that manifestation of our attachment and our hopes, our khawf and raja in Allah. And that is to be manifest through these rituals. That has to be manifest through these aspects. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ in the Sahih Hadith in Bukhari Muslim says that the shaitan, when people go to sleep, he ties three knots at the back of his neck and he seals each knot. And as he seals them, he tells to the people, he says that you have a long night, so sleep well. In other words, he wants people to sleep and miss Fajr. But if a person awakens and mentions Allah, one knot is loosened. And if he performs his wudu and mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another knot is loosened. And when he prays his prayer, the knot is loosened, the third knot. And then he finds his body being active and in good spirits. Otherwise, what happens? We feel this. If you just, hada mujarrab, this is tried and tested. Look at your own life. Look at the days you get up, you pray Fajr, you go to the masjid, you come back, you feel nashat, you feel healthy, you feel vital, you feel, because the spiritual impacts the physical. On the contrary, you thought, let me just get that extra rest in, and you thought you were getting more rest. When you wake up, you feel lethargic, you feel there's no barakah in your time, your body doesn't have the vitality, because everything for Allah will benefit you in this life and the next. And anything for shay'in siwa, anything for other than him, yadurruka fi hadhihi ad-dunya wa fil akhirah, it will impact you and affect you in this life before the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alluding to everything he has decreed for you is good for you, and everything he's prohibited or told you to abstain from or is not good for you is not good for you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعِشَاءِ وَالصُّبْحِ لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَى. He said, if the people knew, this is a Sahih Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, if the people knew what was the reward for Isha and what was the reward for Fajr, Salatu Subh, Fajr, he said, people would come to it, وَلَوْ حَبْوَى. Usually it's translated as crawl, but habwa literally means when you're shackled and you can just limp and hop and you're going despite your shackles, because you're realizing, oh, this is true. This religion is true. I'm going to make tasdiq in this religion and I'm going to go. And that's why in another hadith in the Sahih Muslim, it says that the person who prays Salat al-Isha in Jama'ah And then it's as if the reward for that is كَقِيَامِ نِسْفِ لَيْلَةٍ, as if he prayed half of the night. وَمَنْ صَلَّى الْعِشَاءَ وَالْفَجْرِ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ كَانَ كَقِيَامِ لَيْلَةٍ. And someone who prays both Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah, if you take Isha as being half the night, Fajr is that other half of the night. And someone who prays Fajr in Jama'ah, it's as if both of them, if they pray Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah, it's as if they prayed the entire night. This is an illusion or a description of the thawab, the great reward that lies in the salah in Jama'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, really give us the ability, because we are weak, we are fallible, we say and do a lot of things, and I'm speaking about myself here, that we're in need of his aun, his help, his madad. He supports us, he guides us. We say iyyaka na'bud, we desire him, we worship him. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, we take our isti'ana, our support and our aid through him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do this, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. Someone who offers the prayer, the morning prayer, is under the dhimma, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith it's narrated that man masha fi dhulmatil layli ila al-masajid, whoever walks in the darkness of the night to the mosque, atahu Allahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. That such a person who walks to the masjid in the darkness of the night will find Allah gives him a light on the day of judgment, when there is a darkness that's precluded by dhulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a light. Why? Because he chose to respond to Allah's call in the darkness of the night. And the ulama say from the darkness of the night is once again meant Fajr and Isha, because if you go for Fajr, if you go for Isha to the mosque, both of those times are the only times when it is dark and it is night. Subhanallah, one of the greatest hadith in this matter is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لن يلج النار أحد صلى قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. He said, none will enter the fire who prays before the sun rises and before it sets. And once again, this is an ishara to Fajr, and ulama say, and before it sets is an ishara to Asr. And so these two salat, Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Asr, as we said before, these are when the angels gather again with the rising and the setting of the sun. These are means and times by which we can save our souls from the perdition of that akhirah. And so the Muslim is the one who's qayyusul fatin, who's always avid to learn and follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him, and so he acts in accordance. And this is why in another hadith, once again in Bukhari, Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, man salla al-bardain, he said, whoever observes the two prayers at the two cool hours, dakhal al-jannah, enters paradise. And these two cool hours, al-bardaini, are once again an ishara to Fajr and Asr. Now, what does it mean, dakhil al-jannah? We hear these words, dakhil al-jannah, brothers. Dakhil al-jannah, brothers and sisters, is na'imun abadiyah, endless bliss. We can't even fathom, we can't even understand what these words mean. Endless bliss. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll have happiness forever, and we've got something more to give you. We've got something more to give you than this happiness. And in a beautiful hadith, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pointing with the sahaba to this Badr al-Tam, to this full moon. And those of us, because we live in a time where street lights are there and there's so much artificial light, but if you're in a time when there's no other light and just the moon and the stars are there, this is the most beautiful thing to gaze at amongst physical objects. And they were looking at that moon, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كما ترون هذا القمر. He said, you will see your Lord just as you are seeing this. ولا تضاء, he says, it will not affect you في رؤيته, it will not affect you in this vision, i.e. in any way that's harmful. And he said, فنستطعتم, and if أن لا تغلبوا على الصلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. He said, if you're able to not be overpowered by what? By the nafs al-amaratun bisu, by that ego that's always trying to overpower us for its shahwa, for its desires, for its tam'a, for its all of his desires that go back to the egoic sense of Anna, me, I, the world revolves around me. The Prophet ﷺ, if you're able to not be overpowered by it, in other words, start by opposing it. If you really want this fadila, the greatest of the greatest of what you've been created for, start by opposing it. And the Prophet ﷺ made ishara specifically to prior to the tulu' al-shams wa qabla ghurubiha, prior to the rising of the sun and before its setting. He said what? So make sure you adhere to this. Fafa'alu, make sure you adhere to this. Which is what? Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Asr. Making sure you give special attention. And then he quoted this beautiful ayah, and which is subhanallah, in Surah Al-Taha. And he said, وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. And so glorify your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting, eluding and connecting that act to the divine vision, to the most perfect and best and only experience your soul will get that will truly ever satisfy why you were created. This ru'ya, this mushahada, this vision that is above anything we can think of ni'mah, bliss. Why? Because it's a pointer to what you were created for. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا, they said, we've seen it. And that primal vision of what you saw is speaking to you and tasking you and asking you to return back to what you saw, to return back to the seeing of the rububiyya, the iqrar of the rububiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِتَحْقِيق الْعُبُدِيَّ, by making true your ubudiyya. And we will end here, brothers and sisters, by reminding ourselves that we have a great opportunity. If you're hearing this khutbah and you've got this far, don't waste it. Don't waste this opportunity. The 15th of the night of Sha'ban. This is a beautiful night. The Prophet ﷺ is meant to have narrated in the hadith, and there's difference of opinion as to the sihah, the authenticity of this hadith. But even if the hadith is considered not to be 100% authentic, all of the ulama say that this hadith, when it comes, if there's da'f, when it comes to fada'il amal, doing that which is good, then you should act in accordance, because da'f doesn't mean it's false. It just means it's not reached the degree of sihah. But fada'il amal, why would you waste the opportunity? So take that opportunity. And what is that opportunity? That you devote yourself, especially the 15th or the middle of the night of the Sha'ban, to seeking the maghfirah of Allah, to praying for this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pray for this ummah, because one of the last things he did was he prayed for this ummah, brothers and sisters. And bring this concern in your heart for this ummah, because the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in need of dua from each of our hearts. Bring concern for all the oppressed, all the refugees, all of the Muslims, wheresoever they are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a makhraja, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the many blessings and many things that we take for granted. And pray for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes our path, our spiritual path, with ikhlas and niyyah, with sidq al-tawajjuh, with truly facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma dhalika ala Allah bi aziz, for that is not a thing difficult for him. And with this we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless you, that he give us piety and obedience to those he's ordered us to be pious and obedient to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.